Good morning. Thank you for joining me today for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 93. Following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 93. Light and joy and peace abide in me. You think you are the home of evil, darkness, and sin. You think if anyone could see the truth about you, he would be repelled, recoiling from you as if from a poisonous snake. You think if what is true about you were revealed to you, you would be struck with horror so intense that you would rush to death by your own hand, living on after seeing this being impossible. These are beliefs so firmly fixed that it is difficult to help you see that they are based on nothing. That you have made mistakes is obvious. That you have sought salvation in strange ways, have been deceived, deceiving, and afraid of foolish fantasies and savage dreams, and have bowed down to idols made of dust. All this is true by what you now believe. Today we question, not from the point of view of what you think, but from a different reference point, from which such idle thoughts are meaningless. These thoughts are not according to God's will. These weird beliefs He does not share with you. This is enough to prove that they are wrong, but you do not perceive that this is so. Why would you not be overjoyed to be assured that all the evil that you think you did was never done? That all your sins are nothing? That you are as pure and holy as you were created? And the light and joy and peace abide in you? Your image of yourself cannot withstand the will of God. You think that this is death, but it is life. You think you are destroyed, but you are saved. Light and joy and peace abide in me. Jesus is telling me that this self I have made, it is nothing. It's not the truth. These things I think I've done are nothing. They aren't the truth. The ego, the collection of false beliefs, like playing cards I hold in my hand. And when a situation arises, I pick some cards out of the deck and I believe these cards are me. He's saying they're not. They are just false beliefs. They aren't the truth of who I am. I have not done war against myself or another. It's simply illusion. And what really abides within me is light and joy and peace. That is the truth. It takes faith to believe this and let go of the way I have been thinking. Thinking that these false beliefs, these cards I've picked, are me, that they represent who I am. And he's saying I have to stop looking at it that way and look from another perspective. From his perspective. The way I have looked on it was just a fantasy. The truth is, the only thing that abides within me is light and joy and peace. I am as God created me. I am not what I think I have created. I am as God created me. Only God can create me. Jesus is telling me God created me only of light and joy and peace. Nothing else. Father, Holy Spirit, inner guide, help me to not believe the fantasies that I have so believed in the past. Help me to let go of the fantasies and instead trust you and believe in the truth. The truth that I am the light and the joy and the peace. This is my truth. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we remind ourselves that light and joy and peace abide in us, that our sinlessness is guaranteed by God, then we put away our foolish self-images and spend the time trying to experience what God has given us in place of what we have deceived ourselves. We try to experience the unity and holiness of our truth.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining with me in the unity of our truth. Namaste.